Potential pesticide misuse in agriculture farms from two Costa Rican provinces. By Maria Sanchez Menyavar, Jenny Villalobos Sequeira, Fernando Ramirez Munoz, and Kendall Blanco Pina.
Abstract.
Pesticide misuse by farmers poses hazards to human, animal, and environmental health. Objective: this study aimed to document potential pesticide formulation misuse in agricultural farms. Methodology: inadequate storage practices, incorrect pesticide selection, and pesticide formulation overuse were documented through interviews and photographs on 13 agricultural farms from the Cartago and Guanacaste provinces of Costa Rica between August 2022 and April 2023. Results: storage room characteristics in many farms do not comply with safety standards prescribed by the Costa Rican Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock. Different active ingredients with herbicidal, fungicidal, insecticidal, and bactericidal properties are used in crop species for which they are not recommended. These substances include those from the carbamate, pyridine, cyclohexanidione, pyrethroid, conazole, benzothiazinone, oxidiazine, and thalidomide chemical groups in Cartago province, and from the neonicotinoid and pyrethroid chemical groups in Guanacaste province. Many pesticide formulations are utilized in quantities exceeding the manufacturer's recommendations. Among these formulations were bifenthrin, captan, oximil, cypermethrin, mancozeb, dimethoate, and deltamethrin in Cartago province, and imidacloprid in Guanacaste province. Conclusions: these substances and their secondary metabolites have the potential to move across different environmental compartments, such as water, soil, and air, thereby negatively affecting the health of community members rather than just the farmers applying these formulations. Well-established pesticide education programs based on on-site visits to farmers can enhance awareness about implementing good practices and ensure rational use of these substances, with positive results in non-target organisms such as humans and ecosystem service providers, as well as natural and anthropogenic ecosystems.